It is 93.7 WEA playing some WEI playing some Viking metal in honor of Norway here in town. I believe this is Amon Amarth, where in the mosh pit they all get on the ground and go, row, row,
row.
Seen those videos of them on the escalator.
Pretty cool.
It's cool, but it's
why really... not some aha?
Are they Norwegian?
Yeah, I looked that up. That's are the only really? Norwegian band that I know. Yeah.
Take me on.
There you go.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Let's do that in the next one.
Sure, why not? It is weird watching those videos though, because like 2 weeks ago, didn't a guy die doing that?
What?
You didn't see the video of the guy? Yeah, guy died like on the escalator at one of the T stations.
Really? Here in Boston?
Oh yeah, it like happened like 2 weeks ago. He got stuck in one of the grates, and people just kept walking right. by
yeah,
him.
No one helped him.
Yeah, no one helped the guy, and he just like died. So when I see those Norwegian videos, pardon me if for a minute I'm like, ooh, you know, it kind of makes
risky business,
right? And they got flags on and stuff. It's like, you gotta be careful out there. You gotta be careful. All right, so it is Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEI, and this is, you know, the one of the big stories that's going to be happening. One of the many. God, it seems like the Patriots have just cornered the market for big off-season stories between AJ Brown, of course, the Diana Rossini thing, but. Now we got this Christian Gonzalez story where he has not been participating in camp. He's been there. But obviously the speculation is this man is holding out for a market-setting contract, not only in his position, but there was speculation that possibly as a all-around defensive player. In my opinion, I believe that's where the negotiations will start, and then we'll end up getting negotiated down to maybe him being the highest paid at his position. But this is kind of an interesting clip, isn't it, Ted?
Yeah, it's Bert Breer last night on Early Edition, we think with Tom Curran, talking about, you know, both players, the two top cornerbacks in this year's that are eligible for extensions this year are both Devin Witherspoon of the Seattle Seahawks and, of course, Christian Gonzalez of the Patriots. Both guys are represented by the same company, and it's basically – they're each other's waiting for the other one to sign so that they know what how they want to kind of go about doing their negotiating. And it's basically Bert Breer talking about from Seattle's point of view, how they're going to handle the Devin Witherspoon contract and how that will impact Gonzo.
Based on what I know about this situation, I would say right now that agency that's representing both Witherspoon and Gonzalez is thinking that they're going to get Witherspoon done first.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two reasons why. One, Seattle's been way more aggressive with signing guys, and we see what they did for Jaxon Smith-Njigba, so they've got history of it, right? The second thing is Seattle's for sale, and the Seahawks ownership is going to change here probably in the next 2 or 3 months. And so if you're the football people there, you kind of want to have that taken care of because you don't know how the rules of engagement might change with a new owner coming in. There's going to be some urgency on both sides to get something done there. And then I think, you know, after that, like if Witherspoon gets done, my guess would be that agent is then going to look at it and say, okay, here's our floor.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the minimum you're going to pay for Christian.
My guess is that, you know, Christian's side is sitting there going, please sign so we know what to work
right,
off of.
Right. He's probably grateful that one's going to get signed first because no matter what it is, you know, you're going to try to get more than the other guy did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the Patriots, are they smart? I mean, should the Patriots be more proactive so that, you know, that they don't have to go above and beyond what Devin Witherspoon's going to get? Should they be the first ones to try and get that sign? There's different schools of thought on that. But this is fascinating. I can't wait. I'm so curious to see now that the cat's out of the bag, now that we know all about the salary cap and how the Patriots have always spent money. They're going to be forced and pressured to spend money on players like they've never been before.
Yeah.
It was back in the day. They sold to all the fans that, hey, guys taking less money, it's for the good of the team. And we can't put a good team together unless they take below market value contracts, which is all bogus. Times have changed. And I can't wait to see how they approach these big contracts.
Now, Curran said on that same show, Ted, you tell me if he's correct or not, that pre-bill, they did spend top of the market with three guys once. And it was Bledsoe, McGinnis, and Ty Law. And so it's in Kraft. He's got it in him. It's just Belichick's not here anymore.
Right.
Do you believe that? And is that true?
That is true.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So at one time,
and I was luckily I was part of that. You know, it's all gone now. But they had a different way of doing business. And I forget who the old contract guy was. I forget his name. But yes, there was a time in which they used to just, hey, if this guy was considered the best, he's going to get paid the best. That all changed. when Belichick got here. And I don't see them reverting back to that, but I think they have to.
Yeah.
Because the coach and the owner were so aligned. Belichick and the Kraft were so aligned in how they paid players. But part of it was because Belichick knew that whatever the players didn't get, he got more of. So it benefited Bill directly, more than people realized. And so that was the thing. Both coach and owner aligned in how they paid players. I don't think that's the same. I think Vrabel wants – I think he wants his guys to get fair contracts. And he's not going to be anything like Bill in that sense. So I it's going to be fascinating to see how they approach these big contracts coming up.
All right, there was a report that was going around from multiple places, and I did a lot of, clicking on who these people are reporting it, and it didn't, I got to be honest, it wasn't the most reputable sources, but for a while the other day, there were a bunch of stuff that was out there that said that Christian Gonzalez had just bought a new home in Foxborough. Didn't you guys see that?
Yeah. See that? Yep.
Okay,
yeah,
well, once again, I couldn't confirm whether or not this was like a real story or not.
Was it Jalen's house?
No. Jalen, he's still selling his house because he's gone. He's out of here. It still makes me mad. People are reporting that. But does that mean anything to you? Are you putting any kind of stock into this? Let's just play sports radio for a moment. Let's say that this story is indeed real. You would have to think that meant at least that there was some sort of wink and a nod. We're going to get this done. We just have to go through the right channels and dot all of our I's.
Elliot Wolf did say on the record to that one reporter who got him exclusively, it was like Yahoo Sports or something like that, that he's a priority. It's a priority to sign.
That means nothing.
Gonzalez and Drake. I think it is. I don't think you would say that and then totally do a 180. And the fact that Gonzalez showed up in good faith at the mini camp makes me feel better about it.
Yeah, it does. To your question, Rich, I think the house was valued at like $2.9 million.
Yeah,
it's not like so.
That's a game's pay if he gets the studio. Right.
I don't think it means as much as it used to. I think guys would buy houses if they thought. Think about this: Bledsoe built like a 15,000 square foot house. when Pete Carroll was the coach. And it was in the middle of almost getting done. It took almost like 2 years to build this damn thing in the town of Medfield. And then Belichick comes in and trades his ass.
Grand opening, grand closing.
And he only lived in his house for literally like a year. But so if my point is, if Christian Gonzalez was building a house,
yeah.
That would give me more confidence that he was going to re-sign here.
Yeah.
But I don't think because of the price and what he's making and the fact that he's you could flip it and sell it yourself. I wouldn't read too much into that.
Yeah, tough to sell a house that big when you build it.
It was so customized to what Bledsoe wanted. The rooms were all choppy. It was like wasn't designed for resale.
Did you party in there once? Did you get in there? Like
the best times. And his house. I was in a neighborhood next to him, and we had a pathway to both houses.
Oh, really?
Oh,
like a bat cave, like a secret entrance.
Yeah, chipping green. He had pool. He had horseshoes.
He had a dartboard with Tom Brady's picture on it.
No. Big theater room. It was an awesome.
He's got it now. He sold it.
He sold it. He put it on the market for $10 million, and nobody was biting because it was probably the most expensive house in Medfield by $9 million. but Kurt Schilling ended up buying it for about $4 million.
Oh, really?
Turned it over to the state of Rhode Island when they went after his money.
So what happened after Schilling, I have no idea.
Yes, right. Yeah. Because you ain't never going to be able to sell that. That's going to be tough.
I just had this vision of Ted in like the pink flamingo in pool thing. Like
that was me, brother.
Belly up, just sipping margaritas. Oh.
God bless. He opened his house for all his buddies, and that was what made him one of the favorites on our team.
Yeah.
He was great with that.
By the way, we have Justin Turpin. He's a top-tier Turpin. He's here in studio because he's going to break down what he thinks is going to happen with this whole Giannis, Jaylen Brown talk and what he has been hearing while shaking the tree. And we will get to that in just 2 minutes. We are not going anywhere. Back with Turp.